Shalom, Rabbi Kurt Landry here with a war update from Israel.
平安，我是拉比克兰卓，现在为你们带来从以色列来关于战争状况的第一手资料。
And the news is covering this really across the board everywhere, and we're not a news channel, but we are a spiritual update to give you preparation for what you're to do and to know how to pray for the nation of Israel and the nations surrounding Israel.
要知道现在全球所有的新闻都在报道，那么我们不是一个新闻频道，而是我们要为你在灵里跟进，为接下来你要做的事情将你预备好，使你知道如何为以色列以及在以色列周围的国家祷告。
So I want to give you this update where we are and where Israel is right now.
所以我要给你跟进的资讯是关于我们目前在做些什么，以及以色列目前的状况。
The biggest thing that shifted this morning in Israel is that former defense minister General Benny Gantz has joined from the blue and white party with Bibi Netanyahu. So now the government is really solidified in agreement to be able to meet with the United States and be able to put together a strategic plan.
那么在亚洲时间十月12号到13号之际发生最大的转变，就是前以色列的国防部长，现任国会反对党的甘茨加入了临时内阁，是以色列政府确定与美国携手为此次的战役制定有策略性的计划。
And I can tell you that plan has been solidified and they're in agreement.
而我可以告诉你的就是这个计划已经被确定和同意了。
Well, now we have been dealing spiritually in the worldwide opinion with Israel as a victim. Now it's going to be shifted into Israel as doing retaliation.
那么现在我们所面对的就是全球针对以色列从一个受害者的角色要变成一个报复者的角色的时候的意见。
I can tell you from 30 years of experience that, that theater, when it changes to retaliation in the past, has been judged pretty, critically.
那么就我30年的经验，当这个场景由受害者变成报复行动的时候，在过去，以色列都会遭到很严苛的批评。
I think we have to take a plan to stand and also understand that there's also rockets being fired, just beginning, and drone strikes, starting from Hezbollah in the north.
所以我们得坚定我们的立场，并且知道现在，在北方，Hezbollah战火已经开始了。
You have the United States aircraft carrier and that fleet off the coast of the Mediterranean there near Haifa and Lebanon, speaking very loudly. And we also have SEAL Team 6 in the south in the Gaza, area for rescuing and other things that needs to take place of Jewish American citizens that are in hostage situations right now.
但是在海法、黎巴嫩、地中海的沿岸，空防和海防都有美军的飞机和舰队在那里巡航，并且在加萨有美军海豹部队第16队在那边进行犹太裔美籍人质的拯救以及其他事项。
So we're getting ready for really quite a bit of activity, and that's why I want to prepare you to kind of give you an update of what your ministry is doing.
所以就在这些行动都正式的展开的时候，我要让你们知道你们所关注的克兰卓事工正在做什么事。
Seeds that you have sown, what are we doing? What have we done and what we plan on doing?
这包括你在克兰卓事工所撒下的种子，我们用它们已经做了什么事情，然后接下来我们还要做什么事情。
So I have Megan Marcelino here, and so Megan, I'm going to turn this over to you.Where are we on the humanitarian side? Listen, we have moved hard and fast, but tell us, give us an update.
拉比说，我要把麦克风交给梅根·马瑟琳诺，因为他负责的这些援助的部分，我知道我们做得很努力，而且速度很快，所以请你为我们做一些跟进。
Amazing. Thank you guys so much for your incredible generosity. You guys have just...truly blown us away. We had our phase one ask, which included undergarments, bulletproof vest, and then also phone banks, which are like portable phone chargers that don't require electricity.
那么梅根一开始就说，各位克兰卓事工的伙伴，你们太令我们惊讶了，你们真是太慷慨了。 在第一阶段，我们被要求的援助有内衣、防弹背心、充电宝。这充电宝为他们的手机充电，使他们即便在前线都能够保持和家人的联系。防弹背心大大的保护这些士兵的性命，而内衣裤就是他们基本需要的换洗衣物。
Guys, like that phase one was met, I think in less than 24 hours, we were just shocked.By the incredible. So, Sam acted in good faith, and like already, the phone banks have been distributed, the vests have gone out, the undergarments. So, we immediately started phase two.
克兰卓施工的伙伴以及我们在以色列工作人员动员之快，这第一阶段所要求的物资，我们在24小时之内就完成到运送的阶段。因为我们在以色列的执行长山姆，他用极具信心的行动能力。拿到了防弹背心、充电宝还有内衣物资的汇集、装箱、运送，所以我们很快开始了第二阶段的支援。
It became like a request for protective helmets, professional headlights, which they can wear in Gaza because, you know, there's no electricity, so it's very dark at night. Portable mattresses to give them a place to rest, and then hygiene kits, which, like, it's very basic. But as you know, as many of you know, like they called in the reservists, there was like an immediate response, and you know how it is, you leave.
第二阶段被要求支援的物资包括头盔，戴在头盔上专业的手电筒，因为加萨那个地方是停电的，夜晚非常的黑暗，还有可携带的垫子，让他们可以打地铺，还有盥洗包，因为有很多预备的人是在很短的时间内被召集并且报到，他们可能忘记或没有时间预备很基本的一些盥洗用具。
And I got videos today of us packing up 200 of those different ones for men and some for women, like specific to our needs.
那么今天我看到他们拍摄了这个预备过程以及包装的影片，他们预备了200多个，分别包括给男士兵和女士兵的。这些让他们应急的盥洗包
really incredible, and so those are already being packed and going out, and we're in process.
这些东西从准备到包装到运送，都是用极快的速度在进行。
And then the next phase is going to be they've requested some help with like emergency and medical equipment, so we're working on being able to obtain that, and we'll roll that out in phase three.
那么第三阶段我们要提供的物资也是他们所要求的，就是医疗用的急救包，我们也正在预备中。
We're also trying to get additional bulletproof vests. We have heard your calls. We know that this is an area that you want to participate in, but those are like in short supply, and we have not been able to fully, like, we're not 100%, we have some secured. We think we might, and as soon as we do, we'll roll that out as part of phase three.
那么在第三阶段我们要找到更多的防弹背心，因为之前的存货已经用光了。
You guys have just been incredible to participate. I'm so humbled and I'm so grateful.
那么梅根说，克兰卓施工的伙伴们真的太不可思议了，你们的参与度和动员力实在是太惊人了，我真的很感恩。那么说到这里他就开始哽咽。
Thank you as a mom.As someone who loves Israel and loves the Jewish people, thank you for stepping up and answering the call in such a big and loud way.
他说，作为一个母亲，作为一个很爱以色列、很爱犹太人的人，我谢谢你们用这么积极的行动踏出来回应你们的呼召。
This is a family. This weekend, we kind of sat shocked and just like I called you on Saturday morning and I said, did you know this was going to happen? Like I was floored. It caught me so off guard. And the fact that you jumped and took action right alongside us with our broken hearts.
因为对我们来说，这些人就像我们的家人，所以事情发生的那个整个周末，我们都处在震惊当中。而在我们这么脆弱的时候，你们挺身而出，采取行动，陪伴心碎的我们。
Amazing. And so thank you. As a mom, thank you. As a Jewish believer, thank you.
我真的很谢谢你们，特别是作为一个母亲，作为一个相信耶稣基督是救世主的犹太人，我谢谢你们。
We're so grateful to be able to do something and take action in some way, and you afforded us that opportunity.
在这个时刻，我们真的很想为以色列做些事情。而你们的支持使我们有这样的机会。
Absolutely. And Megan, as you know, one of the things that we're doing is we're being very innovative. We actually have a factory that is taking military vests and opening the seams, modifying them. We've actually purchased some of the titanium plates. Yeah. And so we're actually going to make our own bulletproof vests.
蜡笔就回应梅根说，确实是如此。蜡笔就说，关于缺乏防弹背心这件事上，我们非常有创意，就是我们有一个工厂，他们将士兵的背心取来，拆开，进行改造，然后我们已经买了一些铅片，所以我们用这些原料，我们正在制造自己的防弹衣。
Because they really need them.
因为这些士兵实在是太需要防弹衣了。
And we have bulletproof helmets they've asked for.
同时他们也要求要有防弹的钢盔。
Say, doesn't the Army have this? Yes, they do. The Army does. But these are 360,000 reservists. And they don't have these things. And you're the hero. You're meeting these needs.
那么有些人问说，军方没有这些东西吗？蜡笔说他们当然有，但是你要知道，突然涌入36万预备役，一时之间他们没有这么多，而你就是他们的英雄，你与我们一起供应他们所需要的。
So listen, we have them. I just got on my phone pictures of them sewing these vests, opening them up. I just saw one of our vans loaded with titanium plates. So we'll bring this into phase three for you here in just a little bit.
蜡笔说，我才刚刚接到影片还有照片。那这些影片照片是关于制作防弹衣背心的工厂，正在缝制这些背心。他们把它拆开，然后要把防弹的铅片放在夹层中，再把它缝起来。我也看到克兰卓施工的货车载着我们所购买的铅片，所以我们马上会把这些缝制好的防弹衣放到第三阶段的供应。
One other thing, let's shift gears here real quick, is one of the things that people have been very critical of Israel, and I understand why. It's like, why didn't they know this? Why didn't the CIA know this? Why didn't...
Where's the intelligence?
Yeah, where's the intelligence? Why didn't Mossad?
蜡笔说，我想跟你们谈另外一件事情，就是有很多人批评以色列。那我了解你们的疑问，因为很多人问，他们之前为什么不知道这些恐怖分子的行动？为什么中情局不知道？为什么以色列的摩萨德，也就是以色列的情报机构，事先不知道？
And a lot of it has to do with distraction. And I'll do a program when it's a little bit less tender. But I will say this, is that there were some warnings that came in and the warnings weren't heeded.
蜡笔说，在另外一个语音信息当中，你可以听到我的解释，就是一直以来以色列的内部被其他的事情弄到分心了，而且事实上是有一些消息，但是并没有被严以待之。
And I've learned in 34 years of doing this, someone asked me that when there's threats that are coming from some of these proxies, that they don't make threats, they make statements.
蜡笔说，以我34年的经验，有人问我，当这些恐怖分子威胁的时候，我们如何？那蜡笔说，他们不是在威胁我们，他们是直接告诉你他们要做的事。
And so right now on Friday night, this Friday, Friday the 13th, Hamas has declared a worldwide Islamic jihad, and where they're going to go after soft targets.
那么就在10月13号周五，哈马士做出一个声明，就是伊斯兰的圣战组织要在全球锁定那些容易被攻击的目标。
And I would recommend for all of you that you follow the lead of what we're going to do. That if they say that they're going to, on Friday the 13th, they're going to do a jihad, I would prepare yourself.
那么拉比说，根据这个，我会建议你要预备好你自己。
We're going to do what House of David is. I had a prayer meeting prepared for House of David. We were not going to preach or teach. We were going to have a sacred assembly.
那么对于大卫之家和一行人的大使馆，那天我们会举行一个严肃会。在这个严肃会当中，我们不会有讲道，是教导。
Main thrust of what the Lord had on my heart before this threat came was to protect your home.
蜡笔说，在这个威胁的声明之前，我心里面的急迫性已经是要预备你，保护你的家。
How do we protect your home? Because I think the biggest shock for me was that they came into Sderot, they came into kibbutzins in the south, and they came into these homes. That was shocking. Instead of striking military bases and targets, which they did, but the home invasion was really shocking.
蜡笔说，因为这次的攻击 最令我震惊的就是，他们不是进入军事基地，而是进入以色列南部的集体农场，这些平民百姓的家中，这令我非常的震惊。当然，他们也攻击了军事基地，但是侵入民宅真是令人震惊。
And the Lord told me, He said, "You prepare them, teach people how to pray over their homes."
那么神就告诉我说，你要教导人们如何为他们的家祷告。拉比说，所以本周安息日，我们的直播将教导大家如何恩膏你的家，如何为你的家做宣告。我们在集体的祷告当中，用膏油膏抹你的家。
Prepare your home that it be protected by the warring angels of God.
我们要预备你的家，是从神而来征战的天使，四围环绕你的家。
We're going to take the wisdom learned from this war, is that when the threat comes, we are prepared.
我们要从这一次的事件当中学到一个智慧，就是当事情发生的时候，就是当这个威胁来的时候，我们已经有万全的准备了。
Yeah, absolutely. So if you're going to join us, we're going to have global prayer. We are believing that we're going to pray as one new man, as one new humanity for the peace and the protection of Jerusalem and all of Israel and the peace and the protection of our own dwelling places.
那梅根就回应拉比说，是的，我们将聚在一起举行合一心人全球性的祷告，为耶路撒冷以色列的平安和保护来祷告，同时也为我们自己所住的地方的平安和保护来祷告。
Bring your shofar, your king's oil, your tallit, your Bible, your journal. We're also, we prepared a list of scriptures that we can pray together, and that's going to be available as a download. Shabbat candles ready. I think we should be welcoming Shabbat into our homes.
那么大家可以准备圣经、号角、膏油、祷告经。届时语音的文案中也会有祷告的经文。那梅根也提到，我想我们都可以准备蜡烛在这个聚会中点燃，以这个形式和行动在我们的家中欢迎安息日的到来。
Welcoming the peace, like we're not going to neglect that. We're going to keep up with that practice. Just standing with the Jewish people at this time, even if you don't regularly light Shabbat candles, you know, that's our culture, our habit.
我们不会忽略这个行动所带给我们的平安，即便你可能不常在安息日的时候点燃蜡烛。但你可以这样做来认同犹太人。梅根提到，因为这就是我们犹太人的文化和习惯。
If you don't, I really want to encourage you that as a sign of solidarity, we would all light the candles of Shabbat together as a community, as we pray for the peace of Jerusalem, for Israel, and our homes, and our dwelling places, and our countries, that we would walk in that.
那么也许你平常并没有这样做，梅根说，但是我鼓励你这一次这样做。就是我们作为一个大家庭，我们一起燃起安息日的烛火，作为团结的象征。特别是接下来我们要为以色列、耶路撒冷，还有我们自己所住的地方和我们的国家，寻求神的保护和他所赐下的平安。
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you so much. Thank you for this time.
拉比说，确实是如此。非常谢谢你们的时间。
Please like, follow, and share. That means a lot to us, and it helps us to be able to get the message out.
如果你们愿意的话，请分享这个信息，让我们的观点被传递出去。
Thank you again so much, and shalom.
再次感谢你们，shalom，平安。